Thank you for calling customer support. This is Avi, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
All right. A transaction, an alert came to my phone about my car being used for $67.32 purchase. I don't know what it is. I called you. Someone answered. I asked, what is this business? What is this money being charged for? And she's not explaining to me, so I need to know what it is. I told her I have no recollection of any charges under that card at all. So do you know what is this being charged to and what is it for?
Yes, sir. Just let me get the account pulled up here. Just give me just a moment. And please verify the email address.
I have a bunch of emails. I don't know which one it is. Paul M. Greenland is one of my emails.
Yes, sir. That's what we have for the at Gmail.
Okay. But again, I'm asking you, what is this for? Because I don't, when was this charge, when was this thing initiated? Today, yesterday, a week, when?
Let's see here, sir. Just give me just a moment here. Let's see. Let's see here. And please verify the street address.
I'm sorry. Wait, I didn't hear. Hold on. Let me take off the speaker because it's too loud. What did you say?
Please verify the street address.
28 Dean Place, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12601.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Let's see here. I see that this would have started off on November the 9th for the Stealth Elite drone, and it was shipped out on November the 10th.
What is the item? What is it you're selling? I don't. That's what I'm trying to find out. I'm confused.
I'm telling you, sir. It would be for a Stealth Elite drone for the 9th.
Stealth Elite drone. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. You guys sent me a thing, payment for a drone, I think, which I paid for. So what are you talking about taking money from me every month, $6, $7? What is that about?
I'm getting to that, sir. And the Stealth Elite drone was a thank you gift for joining the membership to our Gadget website, where we sent our customers a $125 e-voucher for the customer to use.
Okay, and did the customer use an e-voucher?
We are not able to tell that, sir.
All right, well, I'm telling you, ma'am. No, I remember, you're making something that's good. There was a drone that came to me. It was sitting around since somebody came. My kids were messing with it. But I didn't authorize anyone to be taking any $6 or $7 every month from my account. No way. No way. No way. And according to you, the previous person, they will prosecute. Tell them to go out and prosecute. I didn't authorize anyone to take anything from my account. They asked me to make a payment for a drone or something that I want, supposedly. So this is always a big scam. This is a big freaking scam.
So you didn't know.
And they're praying people like myself. And I'm not going to allow it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to allow it. So if you want to prosecute, please go out and prosecute. And I'll be in court. I have no fear. I'll be in court because I didn't authorize anyone to take $6 or $7 from my account every month. That's nonsense. Come on, it's ridiculous.
Okay, sir. And did you?
That being said, I need you guys to close whatever it is you got. Just close it. When I made a payment, I thought it was a payment for a drone, whatever it was. Nothing about any additional payment to be made. It's like ridiculous. Man, that's much difficulty we have in this country today. Everybody just want to screw people out of their little money that they make. That's just incredible. That's truly incredible. No wonder we're suffering so much in America.
Sir?
No wonder we're suffering. God damn it. I can't believe it. Ma'am, whatever you got to do, I need you guys to close it. Get rid of it. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. You can record my voice. Paul Michael Brennan wanted to be closed. because I didn't authorize anyone to take $6 or $7 from my account, $6 or $7.30 every month from my account. The first person that came in was extremely rude and unprofessional. Okay? And that being said, I said what I had to say. I didn't authorize anyone to do that. So please cancel whatever it is. That's what I'm asking. Very simple.
Okay, sir. Well, we do have protocols and procedures that we do have to follow.
Well, then you have to follow your protocols and procedures. And the protocols is, from your hand, is one thing. And from my end, I pay $9 for what I thought was a free item, but it actually was a monthly charge disguised as a free item. So, hey, whatever protocols, you can send it to me in writing. I'll do what I have to do. But I want it canceled. I did not authorize nobody for no e-voucher. I very rarely shop on. Why am I going to go get e-vouchers?
Okay,
ridiculous,
sir.
Man. It's incredible.
Sir, please allow me to speak.
Go ahead and speak.
The last four digits that we have for the card number is 0606 of October of 2024 as the expiration date.
That's correct.
This could have came through either an email through either Amazon or Costco or another entity that you would recognize, or a social media ad, or through text message.
Mm-hmm.
Did you authorize the shipping and handling charge for the $9.97 for the stealth drone?
I'm going to tell you again. I paid for the drone, $9. I did. No question. I'm not lying about that. I'm not in disputing that. But I did not at any point in time authorize a monthly charge of $67.32. At no point in time did I do that. I don't need, what you call it? You said e-vouchers. I don't shop like that. I don't shop online like that. You understand? I don't shop online. I'm 67-year-old man. I'm done shopping online like that. Are you serious?
Okay, sir. Well, due to the fact on recorded line that you admitted to placing the original order for the shipping and handling charge.
Yes, I did. I'm on a recorded line, yes.
We can offer you a 50% of a customer courtesy refund for the $67.32.
So you're going to take 50% of the money. Okay, tell you what. Take 50% of the money and cancel whatever it is, because that's like a real ripoff. But it's cool. It's cool. I won't get caught again, believe me. I will sleep from now on. Anything disguised has been free. It's a scam behind me. So that's fine. That's fine. I got screwed once. No problem. It won't happen again. Once bitten, twice shy. So please do whatever you want, ma'am. Want to take a half of it? Take a half of it and cancel it. Get me out of the system. I don't want to. If I can't get my car charged or attempt to charge my car, for others, I'm going to dispute everything. I don't have time for this. So all this fucking shit you got to go through, man. Stressing me out with this nonsense. So you can go ahead and do that, ma'am. And then, okay, that's it. So you want to take the half of it? 50%? Take it. Take it. But this was one time only. That's it. Okay, am I correct?
I'm working on issuing the full refund for you, sir, and then I'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, and I'm also working on the cancellation, so just give me just a moment, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, sir, and the 6732 will go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
All right, hold on, please. No, hold on. All right, let me get a pen to write this down, please.
Okay.
Bear me one moment.
Yes, sir.
You have a pen? Like, you're going to give me a confirmation. Can you save it, please?
I can't save it. I sent it to you.
No. I'm going to
text
you. Right, okay, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
It's CS and Charlie 262-58865.
What is this for?
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, sir?
That's it.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
All right. Thank you.